You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the most popular regular features here on Stateside is Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Stateside's Friday host Lester Graham and mixologist Tammy Coxon explore Michigan's cocktail culture, and the drinks that they presented through the years have been a big, big hit. Well, now Lester and Tammy have a new book packed with history, stories, recipes, and photos. It's called Cheers to Michigan, a celebration of cocktail culture and craft distillers, out from the University of Michigan Press. Tammy Coxon and Lester Graham, welcome and congratulations on your book.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks very much.
You know, I love a good cocktail. I love photography. I love the history of things. And I just thought you tied it up beautifully in Cheers to Michigan, just like you've been doing here on Stateside. So where'd the idea of the book come from?
Well, the book just kind of grew out of the episodes. We started the episodes a long time ago. Tammy had suggested there was a public radio station somewhere that had a show, and I listened to it, and it was horrible. So I thought, if we're going to do this, we have to do this quick, fast, and we have to make a drink. And so she was game, and we went from there.
And I know, Tammy, you write in the book that Lester actually encouraged you years ago to kind of walk down this path of creating these cocktails.
Right. It was a conversation with Lester that really gave me the confidence to reach out to, at the time, the Ravens Club and say, hey, what would you think about me teaching cocktail classes at your location? And they were game. And that's really taken me to where I am today.
And I know, Lester, you write that before you cross paths with Tammy, and I'm quoting you here, what I knew about cocktails would not have filled a shot glass.
Exactly. Yeah, I really did. You know, and I learned a lot because she started these classes. I went to a lot of these classes. And the other thing that really made those classes entertaining is she brought history of the drink, of the distilling process, all kinds of different information for different kinds of drinks, made it really entertaining. And it's become very, very popular. And now they're holding those classes at The Last Word and some other places, some other venues.
Right. For me, what makes cocktails interesting to me is the history and the ingredients and how much there is to learn. I'm actually a kind of person, I'll drink half of a cocktail, send it back, and try another one. Not because I didn't like the first one, but because I want to try more things.
And you want to not get hammered.
And I want to not get hammered, but I want to learn about it. And this has been a really good opportunity for me to dive even deeper than I already had.
Well, speaking of history, I really learned a lot. I was telling Lester, I learned so much reading Cheers to Michigan, particularly the fact that our state has a really long and fascinating history of drinking going right back to its earliest days.
Right. I mean, the French came and they brought wine and all kinds of other liquor with them. And since then, but we had a real dry spell because of Prohibition, right? And we've just only recently begun to come out of that kind of dark period for spirits in Michigan.
Although, because of our location, we certainly were a hot bed of smuggling.
Yeah. It wasn't much of a dry spell.
Yeah.
Maybe on paper.
On paper. Officially. Indeed.
But it did cause a lot of bureaucracy, though, and that's why we couldn't actually distill spirits in Michigan, except for fruit-based spirits, until just recently.
And to me, that's one of the most interesting things that we talk about in the book is how Michigan went from being a really backwards place that couldn't do those sorts of things to now being a model for legislation that other states across the country are adopting.
And looking at us. Listen, what is a cocktail? I mean, what's the official definition? If I do my usual Irish whiskey and ginger ale, is that a cocktail or do I need to be a little more elaborate?
Well, it depends what decade you're in. If you were in the 1800s, a cocktail was spirit, sugar, bitters, and water. And that was the definition of a cocktail and what distinguished it from other kinds of drinks at the time, like a flip or a sling or a sour. Over time, of course, we start to mess with things, and cocktail becomes a generic for any kind of mixed drink. So now when we want a cocktail, we order an old-fashioned cocktail or just an old-fashioned.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a cocktail in the old-fashioned to clear up the confusion. So
okay. That's
the original cocktail.
Yeah, my next cocktail class is all about old-fashioned.
I love that. What did you want this book to be?
Oh, I wanted it to be pretty and interesting. And, you know, I did all the photographs, or most of the photographs in there. She already had the interesting part down for us. So it was a matter of, can we make this actually into a book that people will want to pick up and a publisher would pick up? And we managed that so far.
Oh, I think you totally did. What was your goal for this book?
I think like Lester said, part of it was taking what's on the radio and making it visual, because we take dozens of photographs sometimes when we're doing these spots, and it was really nice for people to be able to see them.
Well, I think that is, I should note that so many of the photographs are courtesy of Mr. Graham and his camera, and those who may not know this, who are familiar with his work behind the microphone, may not know that he is quite the photographer. Your Instagram page is full of beautiful work, and so it's a chance to kind of show that off.
You know, what I really love about this book more than anything else is we got to share all of these Michigan spirits that a lot of people haven't, and mixers as well, that a lot of people haven't heard of. But one of the things we ran into is we had a listener write us saying, I went out, I bought all that liquor, I made the drink, I hated it. And what was your advice to him?
Go to a bar that will make good cocktails, tell them the recipe, get them to make it for you, see if you like it.
Take a test drive.
Exactly. Try before you buy.
Well, there were some other really good hot takes from your book, I will have to say. The ingredients, you talk about, for example, the juices you may use. What's your advice with ingredients?
Fresh juice is the most important thing someone can do to improve the quality of their cocktails. Doesn't matter if you bought a $12 bottle of lime juice from Whole Foods or you bought a 50-cent squeezy bottle. As soon as you juice citrus fruit, it starts turning bitter, and you can never turn back time on that bottle. So just squeezing fresh juice, massive improvement.
Another hot take, you said, don't use those souvenir shot glasses.
Right. So a lot of the recipes that we talk about in the book have a 1/4 ounce of this and 1/2 ounce of that, 3/4 ounce. And when you start having those different kinds of measurements, it's actually really important to be accurate. If you're just making a rum and coke or a gin and tonic, just dump them in there. But real reliable measuring will definitely make your drinks better and more repeatable from time to time.
And I love it when I'm at a bar and I see the bartender actually using a jigger. You know, if they're being fancy and pouring it out and guessing at it, I'm thinking, okay, how close is this going to be to the intended recipe?
And if you're well-trained, you can free pour really accurately, so don't necessarily discount it. But for home bartenders, absolutely, use a measuring
device. All right,
real
quick, here's your pop question. Pick your favorite Michigan-born cocktail that you put in this book and give us the quick backstory.
Probably the Last Word, certainly our most famous these days. The Last Word is an equal parts drink. It has 3/4 ounce each of gin, green chartreuse, maraschino liqueur, and lime juice. And this was invented about 1916. We used to think it came about during Prohibition, but we found a menu from just before Prohibition at the Detroit Athletic Club in Detroit. And disappeared for a whole bunch of years. Last time it was in print was 1950, and then nobody had ever heard of it until 2004, when a bartender out in Seattle was looking around through old cocktail books, and he revived this drink, which has gone on to really revolutionize the cocktail world.
And that book is now in reprint. I just bought it recently.
That's great. Yeah. So that's it. What's your favorite one?
My favorite one? You know, I do love The Last Word, but I love some of the whiskey drinks. The rye whiskeys in Michigan are really, really good. There are several in there. But then I really like the one out of the Bayview Yacht Club by Jerome Adams, which is called The Hummer. And it's if you like ice cream drinks, this is the Michigan ice cream drink.
I used to drink the Hummer a lot in the 80s. I had no idea. It was born at right here in Metro Detroit.
Right, and that's when I said when The Last Word's the most popular drink now, the Hummer is the one that around the world people had heard of before the recent cocktail craze.
Well, I can tell you, as one of these insecure people who thinks maybe, you know, that Patty and Ginger is a cocktail, I feel like reading your book, I can up my cocktail game following your instructions, and I think anyone will be able to do that. And there is a book release party tomorrow night, so it's Tuesday, September 10th, starting 6 p.m. There you can drink the drinks, meet the authors, buy the book. It's at The Last Word, the craft cocktail bar on Huron, West Huron Street in Ann Arbor. And of course, you need to be 21 or older to come enjoy. Lester Graham, Tammy Coxon, their new book, Cheers to Michigan, a celebration of cocktail culture and craft distillers, out from the University of Michigan Press. Congratulations.
Cheers.
Cheers.